Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. You alone are the only true living God, who we serve, who we seek, who we chase after. We will not chase after counterfeit gods. We chase after the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, sent from heaven to earth to redeem us from the earth curse system. There's no God like him. There's no God like him. And every knee will bow. Every knee will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm doing it today. I'm not waiting. You are Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. No, I don't have any pockets. That would mess with what I'm thinking about. It'll probably pull my pants down. What? What'd he say? Praise you, Jesus. So, for those of you who were here last week, I released a word that came from heaven. I was unaware that it was being today. Was released, and it was about a false peace. And anytime the Lord gives me a word, I really like to weigh it. And measure it against what the Word of God says, because there's way too many people out there saying, "Thus saith the Lord," and it's their flesh, it's what they're reading on Facebook, or what they heard a prophet speak, but now they've decided to regurgitate it and release that word again. And we're in a season where it's rapid acceleration right now, and it's really good for those who are seeking him with all their heart, and it's really not good for those that are not, and because whoever you're serving is the goods you get, okay? So if you're a dual citizen, meaning you've got one foot in the world and the enemy, and one foot in the kingdom of God, you're going to trip and fall a lot, because you were designed to live in heaven on earth, and so you have a citizenship in heaven, and you got a chair in heaven with your name on it, and you get to rule and reign on earth as it is in heaven. And too many people are ruling and reigning on earth, in earth, and it's causing a lot of problems for yourself, and it's causing problems for others. And if you're wondering why you are spiritually delayed or maybe not getting the answers that you want, I'm going to challenge you to look in your heart and ask yourself, are you asking the Lord to show you truth in every area of your life? Because until you ask him to show you truth, you're going to walk in darkness, because your carnal, fleshly mind will think it knows better. Are you struggling with an area of sin in your life? I'm not talking, I'm not talking drugs or beating your spouse, stuff like that. I'm talking a little sin, a little fox that spoils the vine, the little stuff that you go, why am I still dealing with this? You have any of those? You have any of those? Are we getting real tonight, or are we just going to play church? What do you guys want to do? It's up to you. Because God will minister to the hearts of the people in here, not to the plastic. He's done playing makeup, okay? We're done with that. God's calling us to accountability. And that's really a good thing. Because when we are accountable for our words, our actions, we get breakthrough. And also, we tend to tighten the belt a little bit, don't we? Yeah. We tend to maybe fast a little more. Listen, we are in a season where it is so important to stop playing la, 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 la. I don't hear nothing. God doesn't see my sin. God doesn't care because he hasn't struck me with lightning yet. I'm just saying, there's a lot going on, and just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not going on. So when the Lord released that word last week, he said, false peace. He said, peace, peace, false peace. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? And he showed me a picture of the church, the body of Christ, celebrating and dancing as though they had a victory. And it was a false victory. What was happening was the enemy was retreating to reload. Now think about a war, a battle. You ever been in a battle that's gone on a little too long?
Yeah.
And you're just a little too tired? Yeah. And maybe you just want to hit the snooze alarm and wish that it ended?
Yeah.
So the enemy is like, you know what, this is going on. I didn't realize they were going to fight a little bit. So he's going to do a false peace. He's retreating and he's reloading and he's going to come with both barrels again. And I believe this is going to happen in March. And I don't know what it means, but that's just what the Lord has told me. And so, of course, I've been praying on it. And believe it or not, some of you have been too. Some of you heard that message and said, Lord, what does this word mean to me? What do I need to do to prepare my heart? And some of you got dreams, and God answered the questions of your heart through dream. And I'm just going to share a brief part of a dream that somebody texted me regarding the message that was delivered. And in the dream, I'm not giving the whole thing because the whole thing is such a God dream. And it's so deep, it needs meditation and prayer and pondering in the Lord to get all the pieces. But one piece I recognized instantly. And in the dream, this person was at a really beautiful house. And off into the field, I think she said it was like white snow. I don't have the notes in front of me, but immediately when I heard white snow, I always think of faith. Yeah. You know, I always think of faith. I see white snow all the time in the spirit. And there were some people outside, and there was like lights in the sky. Like I think she said three lights in the sky, and it went into a hologram, I think they call it. And they were chasing after the hologram. I'm going to tell you something. Holograms are fake. Okay? So that's not a good part of the dream. So they were chasing after it. And the person that sent me that dream said it was somebody in the meeting that was chasing. And I was like, okay, praise the Lord. Well, let's pray some more on this dream because I don't want anybody to stumble. And I started praying on it and I realized this is like 3/4 of the body of Christ that would go after the hologram. You know, because, listen, there's scripture that talks about milk, you know, a little milk. You know, we all start off on the milk. And then we mature and we grow into eating solids and meat. And in the milk stage, you're still wondering out if tongues are for today, is healing for today. And you could easily be swayed. Oh, maybe, I don't know. But once you come to the truth through the Word of God and get the revelation, and then, hello, get filled with the Holy Ghost, and then all power, resurrection power, is inside of you. The kingdom of God is being released out of you. You are no longer drinking milk. You're like spitting the meat out, so to speak. You're feeding the people. And so, as I was praying on this, the person sent me a scripture. She sent me 2 Thessalonians. Thank you. And so, you know, there's some stuff that's been going on, I'm really pressing into the Lord. My heart is to serve Him always, 100%. But sometimes I get tired too. And sometimes I would like to hit the snooze button, but He's like, no snooze right now. All hands on deck. I'm like, okay, Lord, I want to. Help me want to. You ever have to say that prayer?
Yeah,
come on. That's a good prayer. And so I'm really pressing in, and then stuff comes up, and it's like, I don't even want to deal with that because I want to stay in You, and I'm going down this path with You, Lord. This is just side stuff. He's like, no, this is the body of Christ. You need to minister. Help them. Snag the ones out of the fire that can be snagged. And I can't tell you, I can't say I've done it a lot of times, but when you are in the process of snagging somebody out of the fire, it takes lots of prayer. It takes lots of listening. And it takes getting the heart of the Father, because you don't want to do damage. You get one chance before they burn. And I've had to do it a few times. And it's never fun. It's never popular. And nobody ever gets to hear about it because it's so personal when you're snatching somebody out of the fire. And it's an honor to do it with the Lord, okay? But in the process, You have to be so selfless because it consumes everything. And so I'm pressing in on this dream that was released. Meanwhile, I'm getting other people, got a dream, danger, red light, car on fire, you know. And it's not my car, but it's like, when here's what I love about the Lord. He cares so much about our walk. He cares about the thought. He cares about the hair on our head. And he will do whatever he can to save his children, always. But he will never override free will. It's amazing. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. I mean, sometimes I just want to, you know, I can tell when I don't have the heart on the Father because I want to slap. And I want to grab you by the shirt and say, are you not getting it? You know, and so I have to back up and go tuck away and pray and pray and pray and fast and then pray some more and then talk with the Lord. And then I'm like, oh, I see what you mean now. And every time that this has happened, it's always been the worst of the worst, the stinkiest of the stinkiest, the most hopeless person you can ever imagine. In your flesh, you'd say they're never going to make it. They're never going to make it. And every time he's put that on me, you're the one. Go do it. Are you sure? Yes, you're the one. And every time I do it by the Spirit, that person has been snatched out of the fire. I mean, only God's timing can do something like that. So anyway, I'm praying and I'm sitting with the Lord. And my latest way I've been praying is, am I yelling? Am I too loud? Okay. I'm intense tonight, guys. The way I go after, I've been really spending time resting in his presence. You know, I'm listening to the word. I'm resting in his presence. I'm asking him about the word. I'm in this great season with him. So I had to give up being selfish, okay, and doing what I think I should do. And thanks, Rye. And so what happened was I had to say, Lord, I really want to sit and just soak in you, but I know you want to deal with this. And I love how he deals with stuff because it's always perfect. It's never flawed. He's impossible to thaw. And so, did I say thaw? He can't be thawed, let me tell you. Because he is, woo! So I just want to read to you a little bit because I really feel like we're at a point in time, all of us, not the ones that are so close to the fire that you wonder if you're going to burn when you pull them out. I'm talking every one of us in this room. This is a now word. And it's for all of us, and maybe it's for your loved one. Maybe it's for your sister or your brother. So, let me just find this. I'm in Timothy. How'd I get there? Okay, did I say first or second? Because we're going to second. Okay, here we go. I'm going to 2 Thessalonians 2. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Now listen, this is for us, every one of us right now. Let no one deceive you by any means. For that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Every time I hear that, I think about when they had a challenge. And they I forget who it was, but he said, you know, set your gods up, get the wood burning. And yeah. you know, no problem. They, you know, no. Here, let me water some more on my side. You know, wait, pour more water on mine, and then boom, God consumes the burnt offering. You know, that's the God we serve. Right. You know, the other one, when they brought him into the temple, and every time they'd go in, then the God was knocked over. I love that. God's got a sense of humor. Yeah, he does. Can you just see him going? That's all he's got to do, you know. I'm thinking, no, he just goes. And the wood, you know, bows. His knee bows. The wood knee bows. Okay. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all powers, signs, and lying wonders. And with all unrighteous deception among those who will perish, because they did not receive the love of truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, and they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So I'm reading this, I'm studying all of a sudden. When that jumped off the page, okay, we know that lying signs and wonders are out there. I mean, the counterfeit is out there. And he's luring people away into deception. That's his job. What's to stop us from being deceived and chasing the hologram? The truth. The truth. The key is right here. The love of the truth, that they might be saved. Do you love truth? Do you love truth enough to be challenged by the Holy Spirit and be convicted of the little foxes yes. that cause stumbling along your walk? If you don't love the truth, you can pray and ask Holy Spirit to give you a love of his truth. That's how gracious our Father is. That's how much he loves us. He set it up for us to win. But he won't force us. And if we don't, we will be deluded and follow after the lusts of our flesh. And then what happens is pretty scary. Because we see all throughout the Word of God. You know, in Exodus, when Pharaoh was being, I call it tormented, because he was, he called in the magicians and they had fake signs and wonders. So for those of you who think, I don't believe in fake signs and wonders, read the Word of God. They're in the Word of God. They're in the Word of God. But I want to tell you something. God's people were preserved because they did what he told them to do. God's people, in the worst of the worst of the plagues, right. plagues, right. in the worst of the worst of darkness, there was a challenge going on. God and Satan. Satan was challenging God. God never challenges Satan. Satan's the challenger. He's the accuser. And so he forced his hand to God. And God's like, my people are protected, but the ones that are deluded are not going to be protected, and they were not. But in the day, when it got dark, doorpost, hello, angel of death, passed by. There was an obedience. Did I say obedience? Obedience brings the blessings of the Father. Obedience brings the meat of the Word alive in our hearts. And it's simple obedience. It's not, you don't have to drag yourself a mile in dust. Lord, show me your truth. Oh, Lori, you have a spirit of judgment on you. Oh, Jesus, I'm so sorry. Will you help me get delivered of this? Oh, Lori, you're feeling a little sorry for yourself today. Oh, I am so sorry, Lord. Would you help me get back on track? And oftentimes he says, open the Word. I'd be like, oh, yay, there's water for my soul. Before a person can perish, they have to reject the love of truth. Therefore, loving the truth is the greatest safeguard against perishing. Matthew 24:24. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, so that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. I am telling you, I have seen the very elect deceived. And everything that is done in darkness and hidden is being exposed. I'm not talking COVID. I'm talking spiritual. I'm talking the big picture, not this little carrot that the enemy's holding out so that we all focus on the thing of the natural. Listen, this is bigger. The plagues are a manifestation of what took place in heaven. It's our job to deal with it in the spirit and take it out in heaven. It's not a fleshly matter. We have to grow in discernment. How do we grow in discernment? Through exercising and using our discernment. It's a muscle. Do you need to grow in discernment? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? I can't tell you how many people, oh, I want to be a seer, but I don't want to see demons. Okay. I want a new car, but I'm never going to drive it. Okay. I want all the money in the world, but I'm never going to spend it. Okay. There's no muscle there of faith. Listen, every one of us needs to grow in discernment. Every one of us. And the only way is in the prayer closet. You're not going to get it from seminars. You're not going to get it from teachings. You're going to get it by the Holy Ghost when you're sitting alone with Him. Yo, I'm going to lay hands on you. You're going to get... No, get it in the closet. It's more powerful because He teaches you. He's a teacher. He teaches us in all truth. And that's where you say, you know, I'm kind of afraid of seeing a demon, Lord. He'll set it up. He knows our fears. He knows our issues. And when we share openly, He helps us. He reasons with us. He's got all of it, but He tries to get us to come out of our stupid thinking, the limits that we have. Oh, I don't want to say any words because people might not like me. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. If you if you're walking with Jesus Christ, you're born again, you're going to get persecuted. It says so in the Word of God. Well, I haven't received persecution yet. Well, what are you doing for the kingdom of God? Or are you still in the milk mode? Because there's no persecution when you're drinking milk. The enemy won't bug you when you're drinking milk. You may choke a little, but that's, you wouldn't even know that you were choking. You'd think it was in the natural. It's not. I know this is tough for you, but listen. And for those of you who have never been here before... We welcome you. Spirit of peace, come forth. Spirit of peace, come forth. Psalm 81:11-12. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. Would, I don't know what that means. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsel. Whose counsel are you walking in? Whoa! Your neighbors? Your churches? I'm going to say 80%, yes. The remnant, no. The remnant knows Jesus Christ. The remnant knows the Holy Ghost. The remnant is an ambassador sent to occupy the land for the king. I love 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, word, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. When did repentance become a dirty word? When did repentance become weakness? When did you believe that lie? When are you going to renounce that lie and come into truth? Men never. Women never. Listen, we all need to have a spirit of repentance. The Lord would never give people a strong delusion that would keep them from receiving salvation. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. When people reject the truth, he has shown them they are, in a sense, choosing deception by their own free will. He is just enforcing their own decisions. This only happens to those who don't love the truth. This is all the more reason we need to seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he is near. Hey! He's near. He's near. We don't know when the mercies of the Lord will cease and this delusion will come. We must love the truth and never willfully reject it. What if your spouse points out, you got a problem, you got a problem, you need to repent. Willfully rejecting that because it's not the Lord, what are you going to do in that situation? What? Strategy, go to the prayer closet, because the enemy's using a hook of a flesh to keep you in response mode, maybe victim mode, so that you do not come out from under the grip of the enemy in that part of your life.
Wow.
Ooh. Wow. Go into the prayer closet on that one. When the enemy comes and he hits, and he does come, let's face it, you ever been attacked by the enemy? You ever have a bad thought come in your head? You ever have maybe a demon manifest and try to challenge you or threaten you? You ever have something like that? Or what about a person who's manifesting as a demon? You know, a demon is occupying that person's mind. You ever have anything like that happen? Do you respond real well? Not always. But you know what you do? When you blow it, you go to the prayer closet and say, Lord, I don't want to ever go through that again. You got to help me. You got to give me a strategy to win. And not out of your flesh, because I'm going to be the stronger one. No, it's because Jesus provided a pathway of peace that we get to walk in all the time. We don't have to respond to the enemy. When you engage with the enemy, it's like a wrestling match, and there is no winner. The only winner is Jesus Christ. And oftentimes, when the enemy's manifesting out of, you know, a loved one's mouth, so to speak, you can quietly say, I bind you in the name of Jesus. You have no authority to operate. Now, you're not binding your spouse, your mother, your father, your sister. You're binding the spirit operating through them. Are they possessed? Probably not. Are they obsessed? Oppressed? Absolutely. Do they have open doors? Oh, surely they do. Or there wouldn't be an occupation of the enemy. That's why that scripture, close the door to sin. Turn your back on sin. We have become so casual in what we allow, what we consider sin. Well, God didn't strike me dead yet. It can't be that bad. We're in a season right now where we're going to start to see. I love this part. It's scary as heck, but I love it. The holiness of God is real. If you can't feel the holiness of God, doesn't mean it isn't real. His word is holy. He is holy. It's all throughout Scripture. And because you have wrapped yourself in an earth suit and maybe are desensitized to his holiness, doesn't mean he's not holy. And we're coming in a day where we're going to see. Gray's gone, friends. Gray is gone. Been gone for about a year now. Black and white. Thinking about Ananias and Sapphira right about now. I don't know about you guys. You know, we made a joke out in the hallway earlier, but it wasn't a joke.
No.
There was a smell of a fire out there, and somebody said, it smells like a
strange fire.
And all of a sudden, I was like, oh my God. It brought me back to the scripture, strange fire. You know, they actually brought strange fire into the presence of the King of Kings. And you know what he did? He killed him. What about? What about the sons? The priests in the temple? And the temple prostitutes? How did we get so far from the holiness of God? And that's years ago. You know, I was in a church a few years ago. We got called in to minister. I won't tell you the state. Walked in. I wasn't even ministering. I was working the CD table. Hallelujah. Thinking I was going to just have a good old time. And all of a sudden, a vision of what's going on in the sanctuary. I'm like, I don't even know how to have these images. They were grotesque. And I'm like, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And I'm thinking, oh, there must be somebody in there who struggles with pornography. And I'm looking around and there's nobody in the place but a prayer team praying. And I'm like, what's up? All of a sudden, this travail comes on me. And I realize, oh my Lord, the sin that's going on in this place, it made me sick to my stomach, and not in a judgmental way. The Holy Ghost got on me. And I'm weeping and weeping and weeping and travailing over the sins that are going on in the sanctuary, in the front, on the pulpit. I'm like, the blood of Jesus. I couldn't believe it to be true. I'm like, the blood of Jesus. And I'm like, Lord, what? I didn't want to think that way. One of the ladies came up to me and she started to try to console me and say, it's okay. I'm like, no, it's not me, it's him. Yeah. It's him. There's a day coming, friends. Hidden sin will no longer be hidden. And I'm not talking the big sin in the pulpits. We see that get taken out. We see people cause great harm and damage to the body of Christ. People in position who have no right to be ministering because of the vile, foul life they live when they're not in the pulpit. They're a tool of the enemy sent to reap destruction and havoc in the body of Christ, the baby lambs, and take them captive and take them out before they even walk in their call. We see it all the time. We minister to these people all the time. Now, are we better than anybody? No, we're not. Every day we say, Lord, for the grace of God, show me what areas in my life. I don't ever want to bring reproach on your name. I don't ever want to do it. Take me out before anything like that happens. Take me out. We're in the day where the sins of the man, sins of the father, it's coming. It's coming. You know, and because it's been so long where God hasn't done anything and we haven't seen anything, we thought he thought it was okay. There's a scripture that says, just because I didn't see doesn't mean it's okay. I'm paraphrasing, but just because I didn't do anything doesn't mean I'm in agreement with that. So it gives us an idea of why there's going to be a great falling away. Because of the delusion. Because people don't want to see the truth. And they don't want to deal with the issues of our hearts. Those who don't genuinely love the truth will be given over to the strong delusion that will sever them from all godly influence. That scares me. The gray area will disappear. It's gone. And people will either be hot or cold, but not lukewarm. That's gone too. And remember, Revelations 3:16. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spew thee out of the mouth. God is a righteous judge who will set the record straight. His day is coming, and it will be a terrible on those who receive not the love of truth. Now God is suffering long with the ungodly, so that as many as will be believe can be saved. So, I'm not even going to go into being a reprobate, you know, but that's what happens. When you do not receive the love of truth, God gives your mind over. And then there comes a point where you don't even care. And your heart is seared. Your conscience is seared. And I don't know anybody that comes back at that point. And it's not that God is punishing you. He's extended his hand. And it always starts with like this. When you're alone with him, can we talk about this? Or why do you think such and such happens? He opens up conversations because he wants to talk to us. And he wants to commune with us. And he wants to be our dad. And he wants to help us get set free. And so we might say, la, 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 la. I don't want to deal with it today because I'm crabby. Or la, 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 la. I got enough on my plate, but I'll get to it. And he won't force us. But every once in a while, do you want to deal with that now? And I've had him deal with me on stuff like this. It's not that I'm in sin, in great sin. It's just it doesn't benefit my life. He wants me to be whole in every area. And so after a while, he'll give a strong message. Or he'll give you a dream. He might give you a dream that, you're chasing holograms. And you go, what is up with that? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Let me tell you. You're an heir in this area. You guys remember when I told you when he called me a glory junkie? Do you remember that story? Yeah. I was an heir. And it was great heir. If I would have continued in that, I would not be here right now. Yeah. I would be one of those fat-headed Holy Ghost believers with no spiritual muscle. Because I'm chasing the goosebump. And that's all I want is the goosebump. And when he confronted me on that, I said, Lord, I am so sorry. If I never go to another meeting again, I don't care. I want you. Teach me your truth. What's the key? Teach me your truth. Teach me your truth. I might not be so smart, but I know he knows how to talk the language that I'll hear. I might spell a few words wrong or pronounce them wrong, but he'll tell me until I get it. If I keep showing up, he will always speak to me. What are you afraid of? Why are you running? What are you afraid to hear? And was it God or the enemy that set that scheme up? Because God's all about blessing. If you're afraid of truth, you've listened to the wrong God. You listened to the enemy and bit what he gave you. Spit it out. Repent and ask the Lord to show you his truth. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Well, I hang out in a church and, we make meals. We're serving the community. Yay. Yay. But what are you doing when you're not doing that? Or are you too busy that you're not communing with God? We have to be careful that we don't get too busy. I have to be careful that I don't get too busy. I could busy myself and never know. That scares me that I missed a day. You ever have that happen? Yeah, come on, let's be real. 5 days later, it was just 1 hour I was going to take care of this project. I am so sorry, Lord. Here I am again. You got to help me overcome the schemes of the enemy and my flesh. And you know what? He's always glad to see me. Always. He's like, you are going to get this. And I'm thinking, I don't think I'm ever going to get this. But he's like, you're going to get this. He knows who he made. And I'm looking at it in the flesh. No, no, no. Come up higher. Sit with me, daughter, and let me tell you some things. And when we do that, oh my Lord, his love just is like a big old envelope that consumes me and like a big old lick and in I am, and I don't care about the projects anymore. I'm wrapped in him. That's a good thing. We have gone too long. I'll get to you soon, Lord. I promise, I'll get back to you. I was so guilty of that. And he wasn't like, he won't do that. He won't. But what I started to feel was in my heart. I felt the grieving. Like, I feel like I'm on thin ice and I'm going to crack through and drown. I need danger signs. And if you don't look at the danger signs, you're going to fall. And so I was like, I'm done with this. And I went in. And I'm not coming out. And if I mistakenly come out, I'm coming back in as soon as I remember that I'm out. Does that make sense to you? Yeah. So because of the rapid acceleration that we're in, I'm going to show you guys a video tonight. It's a real short 30-second video. You probably heard about it. I heard about it, I think, yesterday. I didn't have any time to look at it until today. And I saw it on Facebook. the evil tool. It's an evil tool. But I'm using it as a blessed tool tonight. And I just want to say, you know, we're talking about the season that we're in. You need to, you're going to start seeing this more and more. Okay, the holiness of God. First of all, you can't touch his holiness, okay? You can't wish you're in his holiness. You can't wish. You know, I love Paul Wilbur. I think that was Paul Wilbur. Was that Paul Wilbur tonight? I love his worship and the weightiness of his presence. I love, but I can't make that up. I can't pretend I have the weightiness of God. But I tell you what, if I go lay on my back and start worshiping him, a lot of times his weightiness does come. And it's in the weightiness that great stuff happens in my heart. And so there's two ways you can do this. You can yield to him and have no agenda, or you can pretend to yield to him and have your agenda. And you can talk about it with your friends, how great that experience was on a night like this or whatever. But we all give account to the one living God. And counterfeit Christianity, your days are numbered. Your days are numbered. And I'm not talking to you specifically. I'm proclaiming that. We're going to start to see a lot of stuff that it's going to cause us to go, wow, wow, I thought that person was really walking with the Lord. If you're not walking with him, you're going to be exposed. And it's not because he's mad at you. It's because you're in the enemy's camp, and you're going to get clobbered. Because we're in a season where black and white, there is no room, and we need to make sure that we listen and do what he says to do, because there's a lot of schemes of the enemy out there to try to take us captive. We give an account of every word we speak. Every word we speak. I had to do a lot of repenting for those words I spoke. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to shake you into what opportunity the Lord has to bless you. Come out of the slumber. Come out of the I'm staying here and I'm not doing anything because I'm safe here. The train left. The airplane is gone. Are you aboard or are you left behind? I'm not judging. I'm not looking. But I'm asking the Lord to show me his truth. And here's the cool thing. It's always these little things, little adjustments. It's not like, okay, I want you to starve yourself for 50 days and, you know, work in the streets with no clothes on and give everything away. He just says, would you just sit with me for 15 minutes? Could you just hold your tongue and not say that about your kid anymore? Because I made him in my image. Just saying. Are you believing for a healing? Do you need a creative miracle? Whose report are you believing? You still believe in the doctor's report? You still justifying why that thing happened to you? Or are you speaking to those body parts and commanding them to come into alignment with what the Word of God says, that you're blessed and whole and wholly His? I used to drag my ankle, and then when God healed it, and it used to be locked, it would be stiff every once in a while, and I would speak to it. I'd say, ankle, be loosed in the name of Jesus. Ankle, move. You're flexible. And eventually, it came along. I don't have any trouble with my ankle. If it tries to sneak back, I say, no, no, no. Don't you remember you're blessed? God's calling us higher. Now, I'm just going to speak by the Spirit. I see in here a couple things. One, you know, oftentimes the Lord reveals to me strategies of the enemy. Why is this happening to me? I hear that right now. Why is this happening to me? And you've pondered this in your head. Why? Why is this happening to me? The Lord has the solution. and it's taking longer than you wish it did, and so you're mad about it, and you're not going back to God, and so there's a delay. The solution is go back to God. Some things happen, you know, think about seed time, harvest. There's a time delay. We don't know why, but we stay in faith, we keep declaring God's word, and we just know his word's true. And it's not up to us to figure out when the blade is going to pop up out of the ground. See, sometimes we think we need to be God. No, we're ambassadors for him. There's a difference. Somebody in here keeps digging up your seed. Every time you expose it, you stunt the growth. And wonder why God is not bringing it forth. Well, you're the one that's messing with it. Let's say you are believing God for something. You're in faith, and then the enemy shoots a dart. Well, it's been 2 weeks. Nothing's happened yet. You're like, I better go check that. You dig it up. Meaning you go after what the enemy said, and you go, you're right. You know, it's been 2 weeks. I don't see nothing yet. You've just come into agreement with the enemy and dug your seed up. Does that make sense? Yeah. Jobs. I never get the job I want. Have you specifically put it before the Lord? And is it the Lord's will? Or are you in the wrong field? Is he calling you to missions? But you want to be a home ec teacher. I don't know. I'm just saying. See, God's ways are higher. And if you're hitting the wall, that's not God. There's a reason. And it's either for your safety, or you're in the wrong stream, wrong lane, or time. And so if it's time, you water that seed with, thank you, Lord, that I know that your timing is perfect. Thank you, Lord, that I know that you are the God that raises the dead, and I know that provision is here. I know that my bank accounts are full. I know my children are saved. I know I have the best job. I know I have a place to live. I know my bills are paid. I know I've got the best contractors. I know that you provide every good thing because I'm yours. Are we talking like that? We're going to now, aren't we? Amen. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.